Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome to another great episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time checking us out, I warmly welcome you to our channel, and I hope you enjoy this video. Make sure you like and subscribe to our page and even add a comment. And if you are returning, what is going on, family? Make sure you show us some love here by liking the video and dropping some comments. So tonight we're going to jump right into it, and we are going to be discussing 7 tips for a healthy barbecued meal. And the reason why I share this is because growing up, I barbecued. If I could, I would have came out the womb just barbecuing with a shrimp gnawing on it. But that wasn't the case. But I will say at a young age, probably around 9 or 10 years old, started barbecuing and saw a lot. And so growing up, you kind of just feel like you eat whatever and you don't really have any worries in the world. But as you just kind of learn more information, growing older, you realize that, hold on, let's hit the brakes. We can't eat everything we may want to when we want to, because there are some boundaries, at least health boundary lines. So when it comes down to it, I really want to explore the concept of why should we really be concerned with what we eat when it comes to grilled or barbecued foods. And then again, coming back to the tips, how we can actually implement some healthier tips. And I know what you're likely thinking, am I going to be sacrificing some food or some flavors? Not necessarily, because again, with some of these tips, you can actually open your horizon to a lot of things that you may not have ever even tried. So again, have an open mind, hopefully, and then we can really make some traction. So when it comes down to it, I will say one of the things from research that shows if a person consumes barbecued foods or even grilled foods often is they can introduce certain chemicals known as heterocyclic amines or even polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. And these are known to be detrimental chemicals that can alter DNA in our bodies. And this can lead to the onset of cancer. Now, again, with any research, there is always more and new developing research that comes about. But at least from some of the research, it has shown that the more you consume meats that are cooked at higher temperatures, they can introduce some of these compounds in your body. And so I don't want you to only take my word for it. I do want to share some of this information with you, because that way we can at least see it. You can see that I'm not making this up, but I'm actually sharing it from some valid and even some credible resources. So I want you to follow with me. We can share this. Okay, let's share. All right. Okay. So when it comes down to this, this is an article from the National Cancer Institute, and they have several articles, but this talks about chemicals in meat cooked at high temperatures and cancer risk. Okay. So I don't want you to think, you know, if I eat something barbecued, I got cancer. It doesn't work that way, people. And so I want you to just kind of see some of this information. And when it comes down to a lot of this information that we see, it talks about heterocyclic amines and then the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, of course, abbreviated chemicals in muscle meat. And again, like I mentioned, cooked at higher temperatures. And this is also whether it's by pan frying or grilling directly, it can cause this to be mutagenic, okay? And again, like I say, it can cause changes in your DNA. And so one of the things that I wanted to do at least is to share why this is important. And well, we already know the why, but understanding what are some of the things that we can do. Because again, when it comes to cooking meats at high temperatures, even just grilling them and just seeing, you know, from a eye perspective or even the eye test, if it looks good, even using a thermometer. If the thermometer says it looks good, then it's good to go. But what about those charred marks and how high the temperature was cooked? Sometimes we don't really think about, okay, the flavor is good, but what happens once it gets into my body, as well as how often am I doing this? And then this is another article, but before we actually get to that, I did want to share the seven with you, because I think that is going to help us to really understand how we can really grill and cook some healthy food. So when it comes down to it, I pretty much mentioned the first tip with you, which is avoid grilling meats at high temperature, because that article that we just looked at, it pretty much showed us that cooking meats at high temperatures, especially over direct heat, so this could be pan frying, and you realize that the meat is making direct contact with the pan, but the pan is directly over the heat. And so that leaves you less than 2 inches of space. And not to say that that's a lot, but it just goes to show that that heat is really doing some damage to that meat, even though we can't see it. But this is what can help reduce it if we avoid that. And so with anything, if I'm sharing a recommendation to avoid something, I believe it's always good to provide a suggestion for it versus just leaving you thinking, okay, what do I do? Because I've seen that a lot where people would share information, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, without really sharing pretty much an alternative. So when it comes to grilling meats, I would recommend, but kind of just looking at some research, because I usually do what works for me, but I also want you to take what I'm sharing with you and apply it the way you see fit. But I will say I would create pretty much a distance between the meat and as well as the heat source. And then, of course, being able to lower that heat so that way it's not cooking so high or even is flaring up. Because usually if you ever seen a flare up, then it can really add some instant char to your food, and that's not good. Okay. And so that is one of the ways that I will share. And I guess this would also be a second tip, which is you want to think about using leaner cuts of meat. And so when I say leaner cuts, usually for me, 93% lean or higher is better. And I know some people may do 90%. Again, what works for you, but usually for me, 93% has been the base, okay? And then anything higher than that, 96% lean, 99% lean, hey, we're good. Because that way that fat that would drip from the meat, especially when it's over that hot fire, whatever you have, whether it's from charcoal or from wood, that fat is going to drip, and once it flares up, it's creating these compounds that can pretty much make contact back with that meat source. So the fat drops into this heat source, the charcoals or the wood, and then from that aromatic air that is exposed, all of those little small particles then lands on your meat. And so you're pretty much taking in all of those matters that could be toxic. Okay. So that's something to think about. And trust me, I've seen this with my own eyes from grilling and even seeing other people grill. And this is just something that you can't avoid, especially if you're grilling on an open source. And so again, typically the leaner the meat, the better. Okay. And then going to a third tip is typically people like to look at getting the carbs in. So whether it's beans, and you can use beans, but sometimes they can be very sweet or they can be overly salty with the beans. And so when it comes to even other sides like macaroni, potato salad, especially if you are in the South and not sure how the sides are up North, but what about incorporating the vegetables? And when I say vegetables, I'm talking about the starchy vegetables. So let's think about sweet potatoes. You can grill those, even regular potatoes. Let's even explore about some zucchini or even squash or even broccoli or asparagus. These are different vegetables that you may not have ever thought of grilling, but they actually can provide you with more satiety, which is a fullness meaning. And then also they can give you, again, they provide you with more satiety, but they actually are less caloric compared to a lot of starchy or even refined carbs. So if you think about macaroni compared to sweet potatoes, well, with sweet potatoes, you're getting some nutrients and you are also getting fiber, especially if you keep the skin on, clean it off real good, grill it. Man, you can make some great stuff with it. And I'm already getting hungry just thinking about the vegetables. But I'm telling you, there are different types of vegetables. Of course, you have your cruciferous vegetables, like your kale, your spinach, your chard. And usually you have to pretty much take 2 bags of those if you're really trying to get full. But when it comes to the starchy vegetables, these are vegetables that you can actually eat. And they will help you to really become more full while also providing you with some good nutrients. So you could consider grilling those on the grill, and they are less prone to HCAs or even PAHs. You know, of course, the heterocyclic amines that we talked about, and then the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons that we talked about, they're less prone to developing that. Okay, so this is the third tip, incorporating more greens and even vegetables on the grill. Because why don't we invite vegetables to the party? Okay, people look at vegetables like they ain't important, but I'm telling you, they can make a difference. And trust me, I've backed this up by putting it into practice, and so I can tell you that it is good. Even as an extra, you may want to consider some tofu. You could season that up real good. I usually do the extra firm, season it up pretty good, but it can do some wonders for you, okay? And so moving on to the fourth tip, thinking about bread with the meat, I understand it's very common for people to want to have a bread to even make a sandwich with the meat, but consider opting for perhaps an organic whole grain bread that is, I would say, minimally processed. Because again, when it comes down to these foods, you want to think mindfully about your nutrition, what you're consuming, especially if you're trying to maintain or even lose some weight. But again, just thinking about it from a lifestyle perspective, and like I said, I don't really grill often, but if you do, you still want to make it count, okay, as much as you can. So what about really incorporating some organic whole grain bread, okay? And so this is going to be bread that contains the whole grain in its essence without being altered or even going through any type of processing. And so you can incorporate this into your meal, getting good fiber, okay? And so this is another tip to incorporate. Thinking about sauces, because again, you know, who wants to barbecue any type of meat without having some marinades or even sauces? And typically the sauces that people may choose could either be on two sides or even both. Could be salty, could be sweet, or could be a mixture of both. But why not opt for a sauce that is more vinegar-based, one that contains herbs and spices? Because that way you're getting a dose of course, herbs and spices have a plethora of nutritional benefits. Even some can help with just your brain health and even your immune health. And so spices play a wonderful role in the human diet. But then when it comes down also to it, is we want to think about even oils. And so you can incorporate some oils, oil-based sauces. So where there's a extra virgin cold pressed olive oil, you can use that. Not to say I use this a whole lot, but you could incorporate something with coconut oil. Even though it has a high saturated fat content, still has good nutrition properties. And so with different oils, I will say you want to be mindful of pretty much everything that you're eating, in addition to how you're prepping the oils. But like I said, with vinegar, you can pretty much incorporate spices with that, making a nice vinegar-based sauce with some chili flakes and then some cayenne pepper if you're trying to go spicy, some cumin, some other spices that can really add some savoriness to it. And if you're thinking more sweet, you can even go with a hint of cinnamon. These are just some ideas for you to consider. But again, they are very doable if you're trying to achieve some sauces. And if you say, well, I really do like a barbecue sauce, you could even make your own barbecue sauce with some healthy touches to it, even ketchup, even mustard. Most of the times, if you looked on the back of the label, they are pretty much made with pretty much ingredients that you can make at home. So why not go for it? Why not try to make your own sauce? And to be honest, you could amaze yourself with how good the sauce is, okay? And so moving on to the last tip, and this was also a tip that I think I probably had shared earlier, but pretty much when it comes to charred foods, you want to avoid eating charred foods at eating expense. So let's say you have chicken, and let's say on the end of a chicken is charred, but you really want to eat it. It's not worth eating because that char has no nutritional benefit for you. So what I recommend is if you see any part or the meat that is charred, just cut it off and just move on, okay? It's not worth you consuming it. It does not give you any benefit. Now, you may say, well, what about the flavor? I can't recommend anyone just eating ash. And that pretty much is what happens when meat is charred. It is pretty much ash. There's nothing beneficial for it being in your body. So why really do that? You want to focus on the healthy parts of the chicken that is not charred, cooked, but not charred, okay? And these are just some additional tips, but you want to avoid overcooking your meats, even to the point of well done. You want there to be some juiciness in your chicken, because even when meat is dry, that can also contribute to when the meat is actually cooled, it is still cooking because it is trying to adjust to the temperature, stable room temperature. And so once it really cools off, it gets drier. And trust me, I have had experience. And so that's not really fun. And so you want to make sure that when it comes to if you're cooking or even grilling foods, you don't want to overcook them. Even when it comes to the veggies, you want to cook them to nice crisp so that we can really enjoy them. And again, you may have your own preference and it's totally fine up to you. But again, these are just some suggestions that can help with not only the overall enjoyment of your foods, but even with the safetyness of your foods. And so there are many more tips, but these are just some that I think that you can really use and even start to implement once you are on your way to enjoying your next barbecue meal. And even if you're grilling, these are some tips that you can use. And let me know how you like these, because I'm always interested in understanding if this was helpful, if it was, you know, useful to you. If you say, you know what, I heard what you said, but it just didn't go that way. Listen, I understand. But again, I want you to think about future, next time, whenever you do have a meal, let's incorporate some of these practices, because these are going to help us with our overall health. Okay. So again, I hope you enjoyed this content. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you give us a like to the video, drop a comment, because I really do appreciate it. And make sure you are subscribed to the page. And if you are subscribed, don't unsubscribe, or at least I hope you don't. But make sure you subscribe to our page for more updates, because we are sharing some more updates with you. And so until next time, I hope you enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Don't eat too much. Like I say, if you are still hungry, make sure you load up on some vegetables. And one other tip I think I forgot was making sure that if you do have a taste for some sweets, why not throw a pineapple on the grill if you do like pineapples? If you say, I don't really like pineapples, try some mangoes. Don't know about grilling strawberries, but that could be something. But incorporate some fruit in it versus instantly going towards the ice cream or the cookies. But get some fruit in, because those are also very nutritious for you. And again, if you have any questions about anything I shared during this video, make sure you drop a comment or even just yeah, drop a comment, and I'll be happy to follow up with you. But till next time, I hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you enjoy some good barbecue if you do decide to. And I will talk to you later.